even though the Reformed doctrine of justification by faith alone is generally referred to as forensic justification. There's a subtle point here that we must not miss. The Roman Catholic view of justification, as radically different as it is from the Protestant view, nevertheless agrees at this point. Namely, that ultimately justification takes place when God declares a person just. But the Roman Church doesn't see this declaration in the same way that the Reformers understood it, because the fundamental issue in the Reformation concerned the basis upon which God declares an unjust person to be just. Martin Luther used a famous phrase to summarize his understanding of forensic justification. Simul justus et peccator, meaning at the same time just and sinner. At first blush, this sounds like a contradiction, but it isn't. A contradiction exists when we say that something is one thing and something else at the same time, and in the same sense or in the same relationship. Luther was saying that indeed the justified person is at one and the same time just and sinner. But he wasn't saying that we are in the same sense just and sinner, or in the same relationship just and sinner. We are just in one sense and sinner in another sense. If we grasp this, we penetrate quickly to the heart of the Reformation in its concern about the doctrine of justification by faith alone. In simple terms, what Luther meant is this. The good news of the gospel is that we don't have to wait until we become perfectly righteous in ourselves before God will consider us and declare us righteous or accept us in His sight as justified people. God makes a provision for justification whereby people who are sinners, while they are sinners, can be reconciled to Him and declared just in His sight. So Luther's point was that justification by faith alone means that a person who is justified is in one sense perfectly righteous, and in another sense still a sinner. This raises the question, in what sense are we righteous? And in what sense are we sinners? We are made and declared righteous by virtue of God's imputing to us the righteousness of Christ, of His counting Jesus' righteousness and merit for us. We are just by virtue of Christ's righteousness. But if God were to consider us in and of ourselves, in our naked humanity, without seeing us in Christ, He would find us to be sinners. We are not miraculously changed into sinless people. We are sinners in the process of becoming sanctified. We are, in Luther's terms, people who have a medical condition and have been given medicine, which takes time to cure us. But we don't have to wait for God to accept us in Christ. So this forensic declaration is based upon a transfer or accounting. Christ's righteousness and merit are attributed to us while we are still sinners. The Roman Catholic Church objects to the phrase simul justus et peccator and to the idea of God's declaring someone to be just who is still a sinner. The Church says it casts a shadow